I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'll take you for a ride on the devil's ship. I'll take you for a ride where you sink or swim. Now come with me and let this story begin.
News to talk about, no guest today, just me and Poseidon talking about the real issues that are affecting the planet. Poseidon, what's the biggest issue affecting the planet right now?
My farts.
Cow farts. It's not true, though. It's just...
I'm joking.
Well, the WEF wants you to believe. So there's so much shit going on, but I don't know where to start, for real, because it's just, it's crazy. So what we should start is tell people, patreon.com/Pantelis. Also, I'm on tour. Linktree links or the website, pantelliscomedy.com. Check out all that stuff for tour dates in English and in French, perhaps, doing stand-up in your city. patreon.com/Pantelis. So, Poseidon...
Yes.
We can start off light.
Okay.
When I was young, I was a big fan, as you can see by the sweater, of the Ninja Turtles. They were in New York City. They were in the sewers, and they did karate. Yeah. But as I've grown older, I've realized that that is untrue. It's fake. It's never going to happen because the sewers are populated by Hasidic Jews. Some may know karate.
Krav Maga, it's called.
Dude, how crazy is this?
Dude, that's insane. So they live in the sewers.
They don't live in the... They kind of live in the sewers. So what happened was, if you want to bring up this video for the folks at home to watch this shit. So this is one of them. We're going to see a couple of these videos. But this is one of them where they caught them coming out of the... this is insane. Look at this. Click play. Make this one big. Whoa!
Cowbunga, dude.
Where the pizza at? Michelangelo is a party dude. Teenage Mutant Ninja Jews. Teenage Mutant Ninja Jews.
This is so random.
The rabbi taught them to be sewer teens.
And he's just, doesn't he talk?
Yeah, he doesn't know that they were going to be filming him. So essentially, there's, if you go to the next video, Poseidon, so people could see what happened. So we only found out about this because last, end of December, the New York officials found out that there was tunnels that were illegally built under this synagogue, which is the center. This is the world headquarters of Bochayim, this sect of Jews. Their headquarters is there, okay, in New York and in this place. They found out that they had dug tunnels underneath, and it leads to an old Hasidic Jewish women's bathhouse.
No.
Which is closed off, I guess, now or whatever, but they wanted to expand it. It's this whole, it's convoluted story. We don't know exactly what they were doing. They were just, and they also said we made the tunnels. The first they said they made the tunnels for COVID so they could get around during COVID.
Uh-huh.
Because it was illegal. And then now they said it was to expand the synagogue. So they keep making shit up. Now the rabbi who runs this place found out about it. He's the one who called the authorities and said, yo, you got to close these fucking tunnels up. These people have lost their goddamn minds. In response, what they started doing, this is the late video. There's other videos that show them. You see everything behind them?
Yeah.
That was a wooden panels. It was all closed. There's videos of them. They just start breaking this shit. They just start destroying their own synagogue.
Why?
Well, that's the question. The goal was to then jump into these tunnels and block them from, because there was a cement truck that showed up, and block these people from filling up the holes. But all they did was destroy their own synagogue. They started flipping tables. They started going crazy. So then the rabbi's like, this is a disgrace. You people are animals. And there's like a civil war within this group of religious Jews. Like there's two different sects that don't like each other. And they're fighting over who's really in charge.
Wow, there's a civil war within the Hasids.
Bro, so what I'm saying is, this is minus the mutants. If you take out mutants, mutant turtles, if you take out the original and you just put inbred Jews... It's the same story almost with the Foot Clan and Splinter and how they said it's crazy.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
By the way, you know how you know the end is near? You know how we always used to say the Jews are united?
I never said I'm not Jewish.
No, but like it's an observation.
I never observed that.
Yeah, you have. We have.
So the Jews are united. The Jews have been separated. That's the whole point. Is that they don't even. They barely have.
No,
a country.
But like as a community, you know what I mean. They do business together and everything.
That's different. That's local, not international. Yeah, they're like Greeks. Greeks international. Like Greeks don't get along.
Yeah, yeah, but but if they're having infighting, it's the end. It's a sign of the times, bro. The end is nigh.
Oh, no, that's completely wrong. They've all the whole point is that they've always been having infighting. So have the Greeks. So have most people. Yeah. Yeah, it's not. If that's the sign of the times, then it's always been like that.
I just heard that all the Jews always all got along.
Really?
Yeah.
That they all got from who?
From people.
I guess not Jewish people.
Yeah.
No, everybody doesn't get along. If that's like people telling you, I heard that Greeks always get along.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, there are Greeks that are getting get along, but there's but just in this sect, there's divisions. Just in Montreal, there's divisions within Jewish sects and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's like that with everything. Arabs, it's impossible. Look at the United States. They're the United States, and they don't even get along all the way. You can't have. The more people you have, the more ideas are going to shift, and you're going
to.
The one thing they all have in common, though, is dress code. These guys. They all love Abraham Lincoln.
At least.
On the weekends, they could impersonate him.
Oh, goddamn.
So if you press play on this one.
Yeah, let me just.
They arrested this guy. They arrested, I think, 11 people.
Goddamn.
But it's so many more that are. And they're jumping around acting crazy. Look at this. These are lunatics.
There's something so weird about seeing them.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Jews. Oh, this is like a compilation.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's backwards, but this guy's trying to escape the sewers. Look.
What?
This is their own synagogue, bro. Or a shul or whatever it is. I don't know the difference.
It's so weird watching this.
They all look like insurance salesmen.
Yeah, that's why it's weird. And this guy's holding a book. What is happening?
Hamas is in the tunnels. Look. They thought if they go in there, they weren't going to fill it up with cement, but the cops are just going to arrest them and throw them out. And you know what the cops are saying?
What?
You realize the reason why, if you pause it for a second, they were saying the reason why we have to shut it down and put cement is because it's structurally dangerous. 100%. You built random-ass tunnels under buildings. It's not... they go, we can do this. Somebody said we could do this in Israel, and the cops like... Not in the United States of America, buddy.
That's funny.
Go, keep going. Let's see what else happens. Imagine being a cop and called in there.
Oh, my God, bro.
There's a bunch of Jews in the sewers. Like, God damn it.
I'd be so annoyed. A bunch of what? Like, I feel like if somebody... Like, if I was a cop and somebody called me to tell me... There's these Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in the sewers. That would be more believable.
Do Jews even eat pizza?
They probably have some kosher shit.
Look at the cop. He's like, come on, bro. Are you serious?
Why do they have their books?
Because it's a place where you learn. I think it's a synagogue. Like,
it's not, just a study group.
Before they destroyed the place, like I saw the original videos, yeah? It was just a nice little like a community center type of thing.
Okay. Look at this guy. This guy's the Al Capone of the Jews.
But the thing
did
is,
did you see that?
That's the problem. That's the problem with like inbreeding and closing off. Like they're not thinking straight. This is crazy.
Yeah. Speaking of tunnels, did you see in Laval? This guy has an eightplex. This is local. This is more of a local story.
Local.
There was a man who rented out an apartment from a landlord, and basically dug a bunker. Under the house.
Nice.
And like it was so bad that they had to evacuate the 7 other families.
Why was it? What was bad about it?
Because
structurally.
Structurally, he completely ruined it under. Like he got rid of like all kinds of stuff.
Oh, so he made his own bunker.
He made his
own bunker. You gotta call professionals if you're gonna make a bunker.
Dude, hold on. Bunker build Laval, Quebec. You gotta see, this is crazy, bro. So it's this. He's the landlord that discovered he was.
What's his name? He's a Greekster.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a Greekster. I don't know what do they
go
say
down?
His name.
He'll probably say his name. Is that him?
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, he's just cool about it. Go down, go down.
He was very mad.
Let go up. Jesus Christ, Poseidon, can you stop?
Sorry, sorry.
Alexandre Richard.
No, so he's not Greek.
Oh, too bad.
It basically weakened the structure of the building.
Yeah, that's what we said.
And it became dangerous. So this is crazy. You didn't hear. Look at this, bro. The guy dug out everything, man. He was drilling.
And does he mention why he did it?
No, they haven't found the guy. Apparently,
I thought you said that was the guy.
No. This is the landlord.
I thought the landlord did it.
No, a tenant did it. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Okay. God damn, you're bad at news.
He rented an apartment, like at ground level or a basement.
And they dug under it.
And the guy that he rented it to dug under it and was building his own bunker. Like he had a weapon stashes
and everything.
Okay,
that's not what you said. But, oh, this is amazing.
Yeah.
So, that's not cool.
Yeah, so they had to evacuate the seventh floor. Look right here. Just dug through, bro.
So you're telling me that the biggest danger right now to North Americans are tunnel digging Jews? This is crazy. I never would have expected that. That's goddamn.
You want to hear this video?
No, I don't want to hear the video. Oh, I get it. Like we don't have to. I get it. People are digging tunnels. That's a sign of the times.
Yeah.
When the Jews are doing their own manual labor. Poseidon.
Yeah.
Next up.
Okay.
We went.
The Jews are doing their own manual labor.
Took a while.
That's funny.
From the Jews to the Germans. Head over to Germany, hey. Poseidon. The reason why these tunnels are being built in New York. So the news are avoiding talking about this because I think they don't want to motivate similar protests in North American countries.
Yeah.
The German, Dutch, and even French, I heard, farmers have been going. Yep. The Germans have been going nuts for the past couple of months. So what's been happening in Germany is that due to inflation, mass immigration, they have a lot of problems. They're trying to blame the farmers.
Oh, really?
And they're like, what? Oh, these people, they don't, you know, they pollute. And they're saying a lot of weird shit. And they go, the reason why prices are going up is because they're charging more. But the reason why they're charging more is because oil costs, like everything costs more. It's all related, right? Yeah. So they got so fed up. And they said, you guys, you're putting all these laws. You're trying to put us out of business. Without us, there's no fucking food on the table.
Yeah.
So they went on massive protests, blocked like highways. A lot of them in France were just bringing shit and
I saw that. I saw those videos.
Spewing actual poop.
Manure
on government offices, footsteps, and people's houses, private homes from the government. So this is like the people rising up against the government. You could press play, Poseidon, and see what's going on here. I don't know if this is the best video. No, I don't want to see this because you can't tell what's going on. It's just a. I want to see the ones with where they have the. Yeah, look at this, bro. God Bring damn. That up. That's insane.
God damn, bro. They pulled what the truckers pulled here.
Yeah, this is crazier.
Yo,
this is crazier than the truckers because this is not just like look. This is the whole highway.
Yeah, bro. They blocked everything. It's completely blocked.
And they have a point because. So this used to be conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
And then when it became reality, the people that were first affected were these people. So they're like, whoa, we have to fight against this. But regular folks don't realize if you allow like the World Economic Forum and all these weird witches to do what they're proposing, you're not going to have any fucking food. You're going to be forced to eat the insects that they're talking about. The last line of defense are the people who are actually making the fucking food and sending it to the grocery stores.
Yep.
You don't want to piss them off.
You know what's crazy?
You don't cook it. You don't create anything. You get it from, you're in a major city. You don't have a farm. You get it from the grocery store. Dude, you guys not understand this. If you fuck with these people, in a week, there's nothing left on the fucking shelves. What do you do? Let's say an island like Montreal. It's an island.
Yeah.
No food comes in for a month. What do you do? You don't have, we don't have on the island anywhere for you. You're done.
Yeah.
This is so stupid that you guys go, anyways.
Me, all I have to say is Germans never complain. They're not the type, you know, they're very law-abiding, strict, by-the-book type of people. If they're complaining, I trust them. it's true. Because they're not the type of people that complain at all. They're strict. If they're complaining, my guy, yo, they fucked around.
Yeah, the
government messed around.
This whole WEF Agenda 2030 stuff is completely insane. This is super villain level shit.
Yeah. It's like, I guess fiction became reality.
Yeah, we had that video that popped off on Instagram, like 2 million views. The whole if people don't agree to stop eating meat, we could just inject them with something that makes them allergic to meat. This is crazy. Go fuck yourselves. This is crazy.
If I become allergic to red meat, I'm gonna become a cannibal and then kill them first and eat them.
Disgusting. So you're not gonna eat meat, but you'll eat shit. Poseidon?
Yes.
The German farmers, a lot of fun.
German farmers, French farmers.
But you know what's more fun than German farmers, my friend?
What?
Aliens. Go to that fourth tab. Oh yeah. Now it became the third tab because you closed the other one.
Sorry. Just close this off. Close this off as well.
Jeremy Corbell, exposer of extraterrestrials. So we had heard about this for a while, the jellyfish UAP.
Yeah.
But there was no good videos of it. And even though the U.S. military said that they saw it and it's in different parts of the world, Iraq, this case is in Iraq, we never saw actual footage. So they finally today dropped the footage that the military took. So just to describe this, the way it was described back in the day was like a floating jellyfish.
Yeah.
Okay? But in the wild. I would think of it as, if you ever watched the Ghostbusters, it's kind of like Slimer. Remember Slimer?
I watched Ghostbusters when I was a kid.
It's very Slimer-esque. So if you press play on this, this is in Iraq. This is in 2008, I believe.
By the way, can we address how they're dropping these videos like they're mixtapes?
Press play, Poseidon. Stop repeating memes. Press play. So look at that. Well, and look at how it becomes translucent. It's in thermal. It was
still on a weapons platform. No way. No way.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And that's basically showing the heat differential. So it's going like hot and cold, hot and cold.
What is that thing, bro?
The problem was the optics platform was jammed. These individuals who target with these platforms, they can shoot out an Al-Qaeda tire at 27 miles away, but not being able to lock it was one of the first signs that something...
Oh, shit. So the reason why they didn't shoot it down is because they actually couldn't lock onto it.
Wow.
I was able to find direct eyewitnesses and corroborate that this event did happen. When individuals would target in on it with the optics, the way it was described, each of these hanging things, they were stiff, like they weren't moving. They had geometric form, like scales, what it was said to be scales, like an armor. There were also people with night vision who were out and they were tasked to go look for it. Couldn't see it on the night vision. Only in the thermal spectrum could it be seen.
Also, you couldn't see this with the naked eye.
God damn.
Looks like that appears to have a payload. That's a big deal. It could be dangerous. So these are high priority. But what happened is there were a couple other nations involved and the feeds were shut. Just shut immediately.
That's so cool.
So that put me on high alert too. Why is it completely being shut down? But that's not all it did.
By the way, Chris is friends with Jeremy.
Nice.
I keep trying to get him to come here.
Body of water. I'm told it stops on a dime, descends into the water, stiff into the water.
No way.
Imagine it is a jellyfish. 17 minutes, nothing happened. And then?
And boom, this thing comes up out of the water and shoots off at 45 degrees, just like that.
Imagine jellyfish could just do something we didn't know, and that's what this is. They funny. Can fly. How crazy is that?
Yo, that's insane. So the naked eye couldn't see this.
That's what he says, yeah.
No. So we could... Whoa.
We could barely... Like, you'd be like... You know when you think it's just blurry? He said even night vision, they couldn't see it. They couldn't tell the difference. The only way that you could, is the thermal. And it kept changing, cold to hot, he goes.
Dude, imagine like in the city, these things could be flying around. We could get bamboozled and not know what hit us.
I don't think, if it's real, like if it's actual extraterrestrials, if they would have bamboozled us already.
This could just be military testing.
No. I mean, even if it is aliens, if they wanted to hurt us.
They would have done so already.
They would have done so already. Look, they have the upper hand.
Yeah, exactly.
But it looks like what Jones said, and it looks like what was released last week, Tucker Carlson was even talking about it.
Yeah.
It looks like it's leaning more towards that. That all these encounters that people are saying, the ones that are like qualified, like the real ones, they're not beings from another. They're not from Mars, not from another planet. It's extra dimensional.
Oh, extra dimensional.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. They're saying it's like frequencies. It's extra dimensional beings. That's how they go in and out. That's how they like. There's something else, and it's just a technology like a bio. It's almost like biogenetic. It's kind of like how we're trying to mix with technology, you know, like Neuralink. Mix tech and biology together. That's that in like 2,000 years. Like, so they've already done it. That's why it's biological, but also technological at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah. Then again, this could all be a hoax, and he could be, the U.S. military could be playing a game on him.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's what's happening. Anything's possible, though.
It could be a psyop.
It could be a psyop. The government's like, just give him these released shit so that he could put it out there. And people are scared of aliens, and they're not looking at the sewers and what these Jews are up to.
Oh, it's the Jews, man.
If you look to the sewers, you don't see the weather being controlled. It's
That's funny. Dude, that's crazy.
Nuts, eh?
Did you see, speaking of, I love alien stuff, by the way. Did you see the telescope that saw city lights?
What?
Seven trillion kilometers away or some shit.
What city?
Hold on. No, it was just city lights on another planet.
City? I mean, if it's that far away, it's definitely possible.
Look, hold on. It was a Webb telescope.
Bro, if the universe is anywhere near as big as we theorize it is.
Yeah. On Proxima B, they found city lights on Proxima B.
If it's as big as we think it is, and we already, like, it could be bigger, okay? But if it's just as big as we think it is right now, there's no way we're alone.
Yeah, it's statistically quite impossible.
It's so big. Is that city lights or is it volcanoes?
I don't know.
Then so, again, I guess the further out you are,
let's read
the
it.
Harder it is to tell.
I guess. Scientists at NASA had no idea what they were signing up for when they launched their state-of-the-art James Webb telescope. Now, okay, whatever. To find clues for life in the atmosphere or distant planets and galaxies, but little did they know that the first images to arrive from the JWST were the way we pursue our space. Mysterious light.
So you're reading to yourself. You're not reading to people.
I'm sorry.
NASA has just released the first pictures captured by the James Webb Space Telescope, and the American President Joe Biden has accurately called this mission a new window into the history of our universe. Yeah, he's lost. Go down. That's it?
Video unavailable. It's private.
Oh, okay. Go up.
That was it.
So that's the image? That looks fake as fuck.
Oh, this is a CGI image. They're like, okay. It's just a rendering. But
okay, so there's nothing to look at. So if they did see something that looks like lights, here's because it's so far away, it could A, be actual lights, or it could be volcanic heat, because it's so far. But if it is lights, it wouldn't shock me, Poseidon, because the universe is so big. I would assume that at some point, someone was around a little bit before us.
Yeah.
And they already have that stuff. I mean, what if somebody has just forget millions of years. Imagine a civilization that has a 1,000-year head start to us. 1,000 years. Yo. That's it. Just 1,000 years. In the last 100 years, look at how far we've come.
Yeah.
Imagine 1,000 years ahead of us.
Yeah. It would be Guardians of the Galaxy type of stuff.
Crazy. Yeah, the alien shit, the jellyfish stuff.
Yeah, dude, this is wild.
Yeah, this is fun, bro. This is a good time.
Honestly, I want things to happen like Mass Effect and Star Wars and shit, bro. Like, that would be so cool.
It would, but at the same time, we can't trust our own government. Imagine an alien one.
I know.
But our government's going to sell us out, bro. They're going to be experimenting on us.
Yeah, but then you can explore space.
No, it's not going to be for everyone. They're definitely not going to let everyone explore space. You're peasants. They don't care about us. Ooh, speaking of peasants, your favorite singer, Lil Nas X, dropping new tracks. He's trying to be edgy. So he's on the cross for this next one. Press play. Let's see if it shows. I have this guy muted, but let's just see.
I cut to myself yawning by mistake.
Malaga. Okay. Let's just see if it shows. Yeah, that's it. So he's trying to be edgy by depicting Jesus transforming or whatever on a cross, and he's Jesus and all that stuff. So the thing is, it's not really edgy, Poseidon. Heavy metal bands already tested the boundary of like messing with Christianity in the 80s, you know?
Yeah.
And nothing really happened. Nobody really cares that much. People panic, the satanic panic. And it was edgy for a while back then.
Yeah.
Now it's not edgy because nothing's going to happen to you. You're not going to get attacked. It's not edgy to just make fun of Jesus. If you really want to be edgy, I've said this before, I said it on Twitter, he needs to make a video where he's Muhammad and he's trans. If he does that and there's a fatwa on him over a song, okay. Look at what he did.
What? He's Transformer Jesus?
Yeah. So it's not that edgy. This would have been edgy 40 years ago.
Yeah.
But now we know nothing's going to happen to you. The Christians aren't going to do anything.
Yeah.
So do it, but Muhammad style, and then you're taking a risk of a fatwa.
Yeah.
I'll be like, you know what? This guy's edgy. This guy's taking risks for his art. This isn't a risk. He wants to be, but he would have been. This would have been edgy 40 years ago.
Yeah. It was born too late.
Hey, it was born too late for this. It's already been done. And the heavy metal bands did it way better. The satanic stuff?
Yeah.
Way better. It was actually fun.
It was actually cool, yeah.
Yeah. So my tip to Lil Nas X is I think he's at an age where he's got the energy. Go all the way.
Yeah.
Do a Muhammad thing. Talk about questionable things that they don't like to talk about Muhammad, but his wives. And
how old they were.
Yeah, exactly. How old they were and how that's kind of frowned upon in most society.
Unless you're on a very specific island.
Exactly, unless you're Oprah.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that, and then I'll be like, yo, this guy's got some guts. He's got a fatwa on him.
Yeah.
But now this is like, it's been done. It's been done by better musicians. Gypsy Rose, Poseidon.
Yes, what about her?
I didn't know who this crazy bitch was.
I had a gypsy try to sell me a rose once.
You know how you said the sign of the times?
Yeah.
Gypsy Rose is actually that. Had you realized, you would have saved that line for this woman. Gypsy Rose is a perfect sign of the times. Gypsy Rose is now an internet sensation.
Yeah, I heard.
Gypsy Rose is a inbred gypsy, I guess. We'll call her a gypsy. White trash. Who murdered or assisted in the murder?
Her mama.
Of her mom.
Dede Blanchard. She looks like such a sweet old lady.
By her boyfriend at the time.
God damn.
She's on Instagram. She's out of prison. She's living it up. She's doing shows. She pretended for years to be severely retarded.
No.
Yes, but they're saying that it was maybe, because her mom's dead, they can't prove it. So they go, maybe it was her mom that pushed that stuff on her. She was always saying, my daughter's retarded. So then the girl was like, I guess I'm retarded. She met a dude online.
Okay.
They got together and they plotted to murder the mother so they can escape, run away together. And she, while the mom was sleeping, she let this dude in the house, gave him a knife. And he jumped on top of the mom while she was sleeping and stabbed her 50 times.
50 times?
A lot, or 27. I don't know. It was a lot, though. And killing her. Then they took the murder weapon to bring it to another state so they couldn't find the murder. It was all this crazy shit. But the point is, she assisted in the murder of her mom. This is why we're a sign of the times.
That's crazy.
And now we have her laughing, being a social media star, people doing interviews, and she's like, this is so exciting. I get to be in Times Square, and people are cool with it. She's getting likes and shares. That's a sign of the times. That's a huge sign of the times.
Yeah.
This is insanity.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because if you click play, what is she saying? Look, Entertainment Tonight, bro.
No way.
I do believe.
Do you know how fucking crazy this is?
Nah.
And they're like, yeah, they made a movie, I guess, about her story, but obviously it's sensationalized. It's crazy, huh?
Of fake accounts in my name. Some of
I hit her voice.
Going as far as to ask for money. So with that being said, please, please be careful of who you follow, even if it's under my.
They might fucking stab you while you're sleeping. Crazy, huh? So they had, this is the crazy thing about the court transcripts. It's not like, because now maybe they'll change, maybe the movie they'll be like, she was coerced into helping kill her mom. But in the transcripts, they were talking, she was planning everything.
God, really? Wow. That's her new boyfriend?
I guess. I have no fucking idea. Go up.
Look at how they're waving like she's the queen. That's crazy.
Go to Google where you had it so we could read the story for people.
This one on Wikipedia.
Sure.
I saw a video. How I found out about this lady is I saw a video on TikTok that said, how can they let her go and yet still keep in prison the you know, the two brothers that were molested by their parents, and then when they became adults, they killed them? They've been in jail for like 30
years. Oh, yeah, I heard about
them
too, yeah.
The something brothers.
Yeah, they were molested.
Yeah, they were molested. They're still in prison.
She just wanted to get laid.
So, okay. So on June 15, 2015, sheriff's deputies in Greene County, Missouri, United States, found the body of Claudine Didi Blanchard, face down in the bedroom of her house just outside Springfield, lying on the bed in a pool of blood from stab wounds inflicted several days earlier. There was no sign of her daughter, Gypsy Rose 23, who, according to Blanchard, had chronic conditions including leukemia, asthma, and muscular dystrophy.
Apparently not.
And who had the mental capacity of a 7-year-old due to brain damage.
Oh, really? Because she seems cool when she's on the red carpet.
Yeah. As the result of premature birth. Interesting. After reading troubling Facebook posts earlier in the evening, concerned neighbors notified the police, reporting that Didi might have fallen victim to foul play and that Gypsy Rose, whose wheelchair and medications were still in the house.
She's pretending that she needed a wheelchair.
God damn. Might have been abducted. The next day, police found Gypsy Rose in Wisconsin, where she had traveled with her boyfriend, Nicholas Godion, I don't know how to say that.
Godion,
whom she had met online. When investigators announced that she was actually an adult and did not have any physical and mental health issues, her mother claimed she had. Public outrage over the possible abduction of a disabled girl gave way to shock and some sympathy for Gypsy Rose. Further investigation found that some of the doctors who had examined Gypsy Rose had found no evidence of the claimed disorders. One physician suspected that Didi had factitious disorder imposed on another.
What it means, like, let's say you have a kid.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, like, let's say you're my son. I'm like, oh, Poseidon, he has a leukemia, he has mental retardation. I'm putting it all on you. So then you live as if you have that stuff, but you don't have it.
Oh, yeah. A mental disorder in which a parent or other character exaggerates, fabricates. Okay.
Okay, it's just what I, yeah.
Yeah, it's literally what you just said. Didi had changed her name after her family, who suspected she had poisoned her stepmother. Oh, so she wasn't an upstanding citizen of society either. Confronted her about how she treated Gypsy Rose.
Anyway, Didi had been making.
God damn.
Go down. Now we just want to see. No, go down, go down, go down, go down. We just want to see the murder. Oh, yeah. Go up. Suspicious of deceptive behavior.
Bernardo Flasterstein. What a name. A pediatric neurologist who saw Gypsy in Springfield became suspicious of her muscular dystrophy diagnosis. He ordered MRI.
Okay, so go down that we know, okay. Growing independent.
Murder.
There so we go. That's what
says murder. Go to Joan. It sounds like a type of mustard. Go to Joan.
Delicious. It'll get you.
Yeah. Returned to Springfield in June 2015, arriving while Gypsy and her mother were away at a doctor's appointment. After they had returned home and Didi had gone to sleep, he went to the Blanchard house. Gypsy let him in and allegedly gave him duct tape, gloves, and a knife with the understanding that he would use it to murder Didi.
Okay, so right there, bro. Right there, go fuck yourself. That's crazy what you just did to your own mom.
Yeah, that's insane. Gypsy hid in the bathroom. Hold on, let me just scroll down for people because it's a bit... Yeah, there you go. Gypsy hid in the bathroom and covered her ears so that she would not have to hear her mother screaming. Go Dijon, then stabbed Didi 17 times
in her back
while she was asleep. Yeah, because the front, she was too large to do it from the front.
Oh, shit.
Afterward, the two had sex. What? Afterward, the two had sex in Gypsy's room and took $4,000 in cash that Didi had been keeping in the house, mostly from Raj's child support checks. They fled to a motel outside Springfield where they stayed a few days while planning their next move. During that time, they were seen on security cameras at several stores. Gypsy said that at that point, she believed the two had gotten away with a crime. They mailed the murder weapon back to Godejean's home in Wisconsin to avoid being caught with it, then took a bus there. Several witnesses who saw the pair on their way to the Greyhound station noted that Gypsy wore a blonde wig and walked unassisted.
Bro, that's so already there, bro. The fact that Hollywood's like, this is a new story, so let's be... It's fucking... What a disgusting sign of the times, bro.
Yeah, yeah, this is definitely a disgusting sign of the times. Oh, that's crazy, bro. And she's why is she being sensationalized?
Like she has, we're idiots.
But hold on. Pause. Because now I'm actually angry. Mm. Look, at least like Cardi B, she makes music for dumb women. Right?
Yes.
She didn't do anything. She didn't even have the balls to commit the murder herself.
Sir, she's a bad bitch.
And why is she being sensationalized? I don't understand. What did she do that's so good? I'm confused.
She murdered her fat mom.
But why? But how is that a good thing?
I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm against it. But I guess trendy. I don't fucking know, dude.
I don't understand. This is insane. And me, I worry something. You know what's crazy is I worry sometimes. Like, oh, should I post that video? Should I not post that video? Do I look kind of dumb? Like, I think about, like, nonsense. Meanwhile, she's out here pretending to be handicapped, murdering her mother.
So you know how I feel about people who are handicapped in general. But if you're a fake handicap, that's even worse than a regular handicap.
Yeah, that's even worse, bro.
Yeah. In fact, I think all the handicaps should be up in arms or legs, whatever they're missing, about this situation.
Look, the reason we don't like handicaps is...
I never said I don't like them. I said you know how I feel about them.
Oh, okay.
Do you not like handicaps? I don't trust them now.
I was just trying to make a joke.
I don't trust handicaps now because of these lies. Most handicaps could be lying. Remember Stephen Hawking? He was supposed to be a vegetable handicap, and he was out there hanging and banging with kids.
Dude.
Jokes aside, I hate society for loving this chick.
But why do people love her? I don't understand. Do people actually like her? Hold on, bro.
She's very popular online. She was on the red carpet. I think she was the Golden Globes, too. What are your thoughts on Gypsy Rose?
I can't, but why? She didn't even do anything.
Do you feel sorry for Gypsy Rose? A victim. Click. It says a victim. Click on that.
Do you feel sorry for Gypsy Rose Blanchard, a victim of
Munchausen syndrome?
By Pox.
Who conspired to kill her mother. No, I don't feel bad. I don't. You know why? I'll tell you why.
Look, her mother wasn't a great person either.
No. However, if you have the mental capacity to orchestrate your mother's murder, you have the mental capacity to just leave without murdering her.
Yes. Yes. I feel like...
Well, look at that. TikTok. Why do people like Gypsy Rose?
I feel like people resort to murder rather quickly.
Dude, this is insane to me. People are like, oh, because her mom was a bitch. So leave. You already, you left, but you killed her first. And then you try to get away. You pretended you were retarded. Like, stop this fuck.
She could have just stolen the $4,000 cash.
Let's see what the kids are saying about her.
Rose has the internet in a chokehold. It's King Asante, and let's get into these theories.
Let's go, King Asante.
Me and my friend Rumi have been talking about, so we came up with four different theories. First one is we feel like she has such a unique and compelling story. Like, when was the last time you heard about an ex unaliving your mother because she was basically like abusing you? While you're in jail, you find a husband in jail.
With fire D to boot.
We can't forget that.
Number two is that she just is really good at embracing social media. And I feel like
bro, Gen Z's garbage.
Bro, why are these guys so zesty?
Number three, obviously, as Gen Z, we love memes, we love entertainment, and we're gonna make this a moment. I feel like Gen Z has this whole like case.
I like how they're like, we're roommates. Yeah, okay.
Serious question. Why are we babying Gypsy Rose Blanchard? Why are we acting acting like she's not an adult who can think and do things for herself.
Thank you. Finally, like, a Hundikip that's on our side.
Any of the videos talking about Gypsy Rose Blanchard and check the comments, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Also, if you've seen the Gypsy Rose Blanchard Reddit, they think they can tell her what to do. Oh, she shouldn't be making money off of this. She shouldn't be doing this. She shouldn't be doing that. Bitch, if I was in prison for 8 years and I saw all this publicity surrounding my case, I'd be milking that attention, bulking up on money, bulking up on brand deals, becoming
this is crazy.
Super famous. She can do whatever the hell she wants. She's not your child. Okay?
What? Why gay? Oh, gays like Gypsy Rose. I didn't know that.
Wow. The gays aren't making a good case for themselves.
They're not making a good case. This is terrible. That's insane, eh?
What I want to be a voice for the voiceless. I want to come out and tell people this is who I am. This is why I'm doing
a murderer.
It's important to me. It's close to my heart. Munchausen by proxy syndrome.
Go fuck yourself, bro. Poseidon, turn this off. We know people, and we've had, I think even when, remember when Nick had come on the podcast and he talked about his childhood?
Yeah.
We know many people that had abusive parents.
Oh, dude. Real abuse.
They didn't murder them.
No.
This is crazy. And I understand if you murder someone, if they molested you or something. But your mom telling you, if you know you're not handicapped.
The case of, hold on.
This is crazy to me, man. Am I just old? I don't know.
Fuck.
Am I out of touch, Poseidon? Should I be on the Gypsy side?
The Menudo brothers.
Should I be on her side? I don't get it.
No, but fuck this bitch. Sorry, I got vulgar there.
But I feel the same way about, what's his name? O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, these brothers, I'm just going to bring it up for people. So these brothers are still in jail, okay? And what happened was they were sexually molested and abused while they were children by their parents.
Both parents.
I think both parents from what I understand. I'm just trying to... Menendez, not Menudo brothers. Menendez brothers. The Menendez brothers.
The Menudo. I like Menudo. I like that name.
So Eric Menendez, Lyle and Eric Menendez. So they were.
That's such a drastic Lyle and Eric, and then Lyle. Lyle's an odd one.
So what happened was they murdered their parents, and stated that they committed the murders out of fear that their father would kill them. After they threatened to expose him for years of sexual, emotional, and physical abuse, while the prosecution argued that they did it to inherit their father's multi-million dollar estate.
Oh, that's why.
They were first tried separately with one jury for each other, both juries deadlocked, however, which resulted in a mistrial. For the second trial, they were tried together by a single jury, which found them guilty.
Okay, so here's the thing, Poseidon.
Yeah.
Did they prove that they were actually molested?
Hold on. Jose was shot 6 times.
Hold on. Because I think the big thing here was they were saying, no, you didn't do it out of fear, out of revenge or whatever. You did it because you wanted the money.
Yeah.
And then they're like, no. I'm not saying they weren't. I'm just asking.
I'm trying to find, because all I've been seeing is that they were... basically repeatedly molested and shit.
That's what they said.
Yeah. Seemed to be a perfect model of the American dream, at least by 1980 standards. Jose was born in Cuba, emigrated to the United States as a teenager.
Nice.
After the Cuban Revolution in the 50s and lived in the attic of a cousin's home. Hey, kind of like my dad.
And Anne Frank. Fucking Jews, they're from attics to sewers. Yeah.
That's funny. College scholarship,
A gruesome crime scene. Okay, go down.
But where? Taped confessions.
No. We know they killed him.
Bad blood. Hold on. Let me. Eric 52 and Lyle Menendez requested the court vacate their nine convictions.
Oh, in 96, these guys went to prison.
Yeah.
They've been in there for a while. Oh, look right there. Look, Yahoo. Look.
Oh.
Were they really molested? 30 years.
What happened during the Menendez murders? So this is the murders. Okay. So what they said, while prosecutors tried to pose it, is that a word?
To pose it that the Menendez brothers killed their parents in order to get their hands on the family's money, they took the stand during the 1993 trial and turned that script on its head, claiming, okay, so they only did it when they were on trial. That's the only time. Go down.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Did Jose abuse other children? Jose rose to prominence with the entertainment industry in the 1980s. That's a red flag. Working as a music executive and producer. Stop scrolling, bro.
Sorry.
Hands on deck. It's such a group as Menudo. Oh, okay. There was a group called Menudo.
Ah.
That's where you got that. Came forward. Okay, let's see. Former group member Roy Rosalio came forward with sexual abuse claims against Jose, claiming in the 2023 Peacock docuseries Menendez Boys Betrayed, that Jose drugged and raped him. Holy shit, while at the home. Okay, so that, dude, that should be a case because they said that this guy did that to them. Yeah. And then there's a third party who claims that he did that shit.
Roy Rosalio.
Yeah, so then shouldn't that be enough to revisit the case at least?
I think
Oh,
so.
I know what the issue is, bro.
What?
Because even in retaliating, right? Even if you retaliate?
Yes.
I don't think I don't think like what was on the stand was why you did it. It's more the fact that you murdered two people, so you can't be out in public.
Oh, yeah, 100%. They should. I still think they should be in prison.
Because you know what the issue is? Because it was premeditated. It wasn't like he was about to get molested and in self-defense he killed him.
Oh, no, no,
it's that they planned to kill their parents.
Yeah.
That's why it's very hard to
but
get them
I'm
out.
What I'm saying is that these guys were apparently molested.
But they don't have cute voices.
There you go. Anyways, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, these guys had it worse is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're still in prison, by the way. It's been, what, 30 years?
Yeah.
And this lady...
They murdered at the wrong time. They should have waited till 2020s, dog. When they made it trendy.
Yeah. God damn, bro.
Crazy, eh?
I still think they should be in jail, but then if they're in jail for that...
I think she should be in jail.
I think she should be in jail
because
as well.
She's clearly not mental. She's...
She knew what she was doing.
She knew what she was doing. She prepared the duct tape, the knife, all that. This was premeditated. And if you had the presence of mind enough to put on a wig, mail the murder weapon, all that stuff,
yeah,
and leave, you could have just left without the murder. Steal the 4 G's.
Yeah, but that's what I was thinking. Like,
and
why?
Just leave.
Just dip if you're not happy.
Because if someone's willing to kill their own mother over some dick, who knows what they're going to do to you or me?
Exactly.
Out in the wild.
Exactly.
If you offend them.
But that's my train of thought. Is like, how do you... Like, if you're not happy... Like, okay, I jumped around with 8 jobs in 2016 and 2017. Yeah. 8 jobs I changed. Every time I was unhappy, I just dipped.
Yeah.
I didn't murder people.
You're like, okay, I can't have sex with these kids. I'm going to go to another school. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm
more charming in French.
I just left, man. Yeah. Like, I don't understand this whole... Like, if you don't like your situation, just leave. Now, I understand...
No. Sometimes you can't just leave. But in this case, you clearly could have.
Exactly.
That's what you did anyway.
Yeah.
But you committed a murder first. A savage murder on your mom, by the way, which adds to it. So this is someone you knew your whole life?
Yes.
And
someone that cared for you.
Yeah, who just thought you were a handicap.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't blame her mom for thinking she's handicapped because at first glance when I see her, she looks handicapped.
Yeah.
You fooled me. You fooled me too.
Yeah, but no, I get it. And I'm not trying to compare like rough situations with like just leaving a job. You know what I mean?
No, but we've had people on the podcast that have had worse childhoods.
Yeah.
And they don't talk to their parents anymore because they don't want anything to do with them. They didn't murder, because the problem isn't even just the murder, which is a problem. It's the fact that she was able to plan all this with someone else. They can, if someone's capable of doing this, they're capable of doing it again. And also in society, you should pay because there's people who go to jail for less than murder. There's people who are in longer. Dude, there was black guys that were in for years in the same country.
For just being black.
And having weed on them.
Yeah.
which is crazy because it's legal now. So no, it's completely insane. It's completely insane. And the fact that, here's the thing. Let's say she's out free. That's one thing.
Well, they were more but rough the fact with that the reporter here.
Oh yeah, the reporter from Rebel News got a bigger beating. But the what's crazy about this is that Hollywood's embracing her.
That's also that should be a warning to what Hollywood really is.
Also, Gen Z, you saw the videos. They're embracing her. The gay community for some reason likes her. That's insane, crazy. Bro. That's crazy to me, is embracing someone like this. Like O.J. Simpson, we know what he did. And we all fuck with him. We don't embrace him.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, he's out, but nobody, like he doesn't, I don't think he has brand deals. I don't think he's on red carpet.
No one's giving this guy a knife to cut the cake at the party, let me tell you that.
Ah, bro, society's lost it, man.
Hello, Twitter world. I want to hear his take on her.
O.J. Simpson's? Yeah. Oh, that would be funny.
Well, you know, if your ass don't fit in the wheelchair.
You know, he's just playing golf, living life, huh?
Hello, Twitter world. I love it when he does that.
Oh, God.
Hello, Twitter world. OJ here.
God, I can't believe
you ever seen his videos?
I they're very entertaining.
The juice here.
Have you seen him drive away in the golf cart?
Of course, I've seen all of
it. It's fucking hilarious.
It's insane to me. That guy kills on the golf course. Yeah. And off it. Poseidon.
Yes.
That's the main news that we got.
Do we have one more? Do we have one more?
Well, we have. It's not news, but people have been talking about her, the haka thing in New Zealand.
What's the haka?
I think Royce's comment is what you just saw right there. I think Royce's comment is what most people were actually saying.
I will never take this haka shit seriously. Your culture dance is retarded and makes you look like a caveman.
Because... here's the thing. When you look at it, it is kind of weird.
I know.
Because you know me, I love this kind of shit.
Yeah.
But there's a time and place for everything, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, yes. I agree with you 100%, and I know where this video is going
to
go.
Yeah, so she's about to talk at, I guess, Parliament in New Zealand or whatever. And yeah, press play.
So the reason why this doesn't make sense here is because, I'm just going to say fast, this used to be a battle cry. When they would go into battle, they would have this cry, and they would intimidate the opponent. So in rugby... New Zealand in rugby is very popular in Australian rugby in New Zealand, so they do this right before a rugby match, which makes sense. It's intimidating.
Here's the other thing that doesn't make sense is because the excuse is if somebody does something in their culture, they can apply it everywhere. It's a little weird because by that, then technically, if I'm Greek Orthodox, right?
Yeah.
So if I would go into a similar situation before we start, let's say in Canada in the Parliament, I'm gonna have to have a Greek priest with me, and they're gonna have to do the whole ceremony.
Yeah.
And I'm like, respect my culture. Yeah. People will be like, bro, you're in Parliament. What are you doing?
Yeah.
There's a structure for that stuff, and there's a structure for this. Now you're in this.
Yeah, there's a time and place.
So this does look, like if you press play, it does look goofy. This does look goofy. This is insane. It's not the time or place.
This looks so dumb.
It makes them look dumb.
This looks like a sketch.
Yeah.
This looks like a sketch. She's a great comedian.
Right? It does look goofy, right?
By the way.
Okay. And I like the Polynesians. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I like them a lot, and I like the All Blacks. I like all that stuff, but this, you know, there's a time and place for everything.
Can I address something?
I'll give you an example, Poseidon. I'll give you a very clear example. You know I love the NBA.
Yes.
Okay, I like the NBA, and I like all the stuff they do. I like it when the bench goes crazy. You know when you're scoring a three-pointer and they're all doing this? Like the threes?
Yeah.
Putting up the three and all that. I love that. I like the ritual. I like, you know, before a game, or before it starts, I don't know if you watch NBA, but like LeBron James has a thing that he does. He takes the chalk, smacks in his hands, opens it up, and the chalk goes everywhere. Okay?
Okay.
I love that stuff. And I'm like, this is so much fun to watch.
Yeah, for sports.
If LeBron James was in court for murder or rape or anything, and before he takes the stand, he takes the chalk and throws it in the air, I'd be like, bro, this isn't the time or the fucking place. This is stupid. This is goofy.
100%.
That's what I'm saying is I love all this stuff too. I love the rituals. I love the ceremony. But there's a time and place for everything. This is insane.
If you showed me this... without any context, just the video, nothing.
You think she's having a mental breakdown?
I think this was satirical.
Yeah. this is almost like making fun.
Yeah.
It's like, what would happen if we would let a Polynesian in the, like, that?
She basically ridiculed her culture.
Applying it somewhere where it didn't. Exactly. Yeah, it's just weird.
She basically, because I respected up until now the Hakka and all that shit.
I still respect the Hakka. It's not the Hakka's fault that she's an idiot.
You're right. But it makes me look a little, you know what I mean? Like, really? Like,
another example would be Muslims, how many times they pray a day? A lot, right?
Yeah.
Imagine you're in the mall.
Yeah.
You don't mind. There's Muslim people. They're going to go to the mosque. You don't give a shit. You know,
yeah.
If they just start dropping down in front of Foot Locker and they start fucking praying, you're like, guys, it's not about, I'm not against your religion. This is fucking insane.
Yeah.
You're in a goddamn Foot Locker. There's a time and a place. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. You can't just do everything anywhere.
That's how I feel.
There's a reason why bathrooms exist.
Yeah. Oh, amen.
There's a reason why bathrooms exist. At that point, why don't we all just pull down our pants and shit all over the place?
Yeah. In my country, we don't have toilets. Okay, that's nice. But you're in a country that does have toilets.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why do we have, nothing makes sense anymore. This is insane.
So, but it's a double standard thing, and because people will just, they did the same thing with the Rebel News guy. So the Rebel News guy, the guy Menzoid, so we can all, whether you're a fan of the Rebel News or not, we can all admit that he's a ridiculous character. When I first saw him, I thought it was a parody. I didn't, because of the way he talks, you know what I'm talking about.
And the hat, yeah.
He looks fake. So I thought he was like an Ali G type of person. So yeah, we're all going to admit that he looks ridiculous. Now, just because he's a ridiculous character doesn't mean that what happened to him was fair. What happened to him, we have a video of it, was clear police overreach or whatever, RCMP overreach, whoever that guy was, okay? It was clear bullying.
I'm pretty sure that he was a psychopath.
Yeah, that was insane, okay? So we can say objectively that this was insane. And yet I see online people saying, I fucking hate Rebel News, so fuck this guy. He got what was coming to him. If you say that about someone, just because you don't like them, they shouldn't have the same rights that you do, it's going to come back and bite you in the ass.
Yep.
Because one day, because if you're willing, dude, these people who are willing to wave away someone else's rights or respect because they don't like them, they're not your friends. They're going to do it to you as soon as they disagree with you. So it's very, very dangerous. And it's going to happen to you one day, and then you're going to be like, I thought of. It's very, the guy's ludicrous. He's ridiculous. And he loves to piss people off. He loves it. He loves to ask stupid questions, but of course. But that's not a reasonable reaction to the guy to set up a fucking football pick on him and then claim that he came and attacked you. That's because they didn't say, because here's the argument. They go, he shouldn't have been asking questions to the deputy prime minister. He shouldn't have been going so close to her.
Why not?
Hold on. Not just why not. They didn't grab him and be like, you're too close. That's not what he was arrested for.
Yeah.
He was arrested for apparently assaulting. That's what the guy said. Exactly. You assaulted me. So stop arguing other stuff. Yeah. The cop said, you assaulted me. We have video that's not true. It's the other way around. They set up an illegal fucking screen on him. They set up a basketball pick on him. And the guy, he even tried to get away. He's like, what the fuck? Yeah, and he even said, what are you doing?
Yeah,
he didn't say, get the fuck out of my way. He said, what are you doing? And then they grabbed him. So just seeing that object, even if it's a guy you hate, even if it's your worst fucking enemy, you can't be for that. That's crazy. That's not the country that we live in.
Yeah, there needs to be, man, I don't know. I don't know how people got like this. I don't understand.
But they support Gypsy Rose.
That's crazy, bro.
And the arguments online. Well, your parents never called you a handicap. You don't know what it's like. Yeah, my parents call me retarded.
Bro, my mother has called me unfuckable.
Yeah, okay. She's very observant. I don't know why you keep bragging about that. We can all see it.
No, but
all right. Patreon.com/Pantelis. Follow Poseidon online, ThePoseidon69, Twitter and Instagram. What do you want?
YouTube. ThePoseidon69 also on YouTube. I'm posting a lot of stuff. Please subscribe.
Please subscribe. ThePoseidon69 on YouTube. If I remember, I will put it in this description. So it's easier for you to just click on it if you're already on the YouTubes. Thank you. We've built this prison cell because we can't trust ourselves. Critically ashamed and all our faith. We'll make a murder.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.